The Center. A Journey Back to the Heart of All Things. A short story by Jin Hua. Center Life Book Publishing, LLC. All rights reserved. Dedication. For those who have forgotten where the stillness lives, and for the quiet voice that never stopped calling them home. Epigraph. All things begin at the heart and return there again. Prologue. The Edge of the Map. They said the island was small, a mere crescent of sand and mangrove hidden from trade winds and ambition. Yet those who came there never left unchanged. It was a place where the sea and sky conversed in whispers, and where the boundaries between what was seen and what was felt blurred into a single breath. When Eli arrived, he carried little more than notebooks, an old grief, and the tired logic of a man who trusted data more than dawns. He came to study coral, to count and categorize what had once been whole. But the island did not care for counting. It spoke instead in cycles and silences. A woman named Mara greeted him on the pier. She was part of the place, sun-browned, barefoot, calm as the tide. She offered him water and pointed to a hand-drawn circle painted on the wall behind her. The line went around and around until it deepened into something more than ink. "Everything good begins at the center," she said. Eli smiled politely, but somewhere inside, something small and long forgotten stirred. The island had already begun its work. Chapter 1. The Seed. At dawn, Mara sent him to the mangroves. She told him to find the seeds that had chosen. He did not know what that meant until he saw them, slender green spears drifting in the tide, alive even before they had fallen. Each seed was a promise, suspended between surrender and beginning. He lifted one from the water. It rested in his palm, upright and weightless, waiting. A wave passed. The seed rose and settled again. He understood then that beginnings are not born of force, but of readiness. He pressed the seed into the silt between the roots. The earth accepted it without question. In that simple act, the island gave him his first lesson. Purity is not the absence of mud, but the courage to stand upright in it. Field note. Beginnings are living vows, whispered between soil and light. Chapter 2. The Tide. At night, the moon drew the ocean close, and the tide spoke in tongues older than memory. Mara found him there, still measuring the waves with his instruments. She placed a small conch in his hand and told him to cast it into the sea. When he hesitated, she said, "Nothing is wasted when it's given in trust." He threw it, and for a while it was gone. Then, as if called by its origin, the shell returned, rolling to his feet on the back of a wave. "Everything returns to its source," Mara said. "The only question is what you send out." That night, lying awake, Eli felt the tide moving through his chest. For the first time, he understood that his heart, too, was part of the ocean's rhythm. Field note. What is given with purity always finds its way home. Chapter 3. The Web. At dawn, dew turned the spider's web into a net of light. Eli knelt beside it, watching how each thread trembled at the breath of the morning. Mara spoke softly behind him. "She begins each day by mending. The night tears things apart, The day begins with repair. The spider did not rebuild from scratch. She began from her center, extending the pattern outward until harmony was restored. Eli thought of the neglected threads of his own life, the friendships left untended, the words unsent. The web reminded him that connection, once forgotten, can always be spun anew. Field note: wholeness is not the absence of rupture, but the will to weave again. Chapter 4: The Tree. The rains returned, and with them the voice of the trees. High on the hill above the bay, an ancient breadfruit spread its arms to heaven and its roots to the dark. It was said to be the oldest living thing on the island. Mara led him there. "Half above, half below," she said. "Strength above, nourishment below." Remember that lightning flickered, and the wet bark glowed like the veins of a giant heart. Eli placed his hand upon the trunk and felt life moving both upward and downward at once, a dialogue between earth and sky. In the stillness that followed, balance ceased to be an idea. It became breath. Field note: to grow without losing your roots is to remember both heaven and earth in one body. Chapter 5: The Mirror. Mara brought him a bowl of water. "Look," she said. "Tell me what you see." He saw his reflection, tired, uncertain. Then a breeze rippled the surface and scattered his image into fragments of sky and cloud. "The water doesn't change," Mara said. "Only your view of it does. Clarity is not in the image, but in the stillness beneath it." Later, when the power failed and the island fell into darkness, Eli walked to the lagoon. Moonlight shimmered across its glassy skin, reflecting not him, but the universe entire. In that silver mirror, he vanished into everything else. Field note: when the surface is calm, heaven and earth remember they are one phase. Chapter 6: The Flame. Each night a lantern burned on the station porch. Mara called it the watchfire. When Eli asked its purpose, she said, "To remind the heart how to shine." One evening she gave him another lantern and sent him to the ridge. "Place it where it can see the sea," she said. He climbed until the world fell away. The flame flickered in his hands, fragile yet fearless. Below, the other lantern burned at the station. Two small lights, two hearts keeping vigil across the dark. He understood then that light does not conquer darkness. It reveals it, transforming emptiness into depth. And the divine, he sensed, was not distant, but burning quietly within that exchange. Field note: true light does not seek to destroy shadow, but to teach it how to glow. Chapter 7: The Sphere. After the storm, the sea became smooth as glass. Mara led him to the coral amphitheater and placed a perfect white globe of coral in his hands. "Every point faces the center," she said. "Every surface receives the same love. That is why the universe favors this shape." The coral seemed to hum in his palm, a tiny planet of harmony. Eli saw the same symmetry in everything: the shell, the seed, the flame, the human heart. All were spheres of devotion, revolving around invisible centers. "When your life curves around its heart," Mara said, you will find peace. Field note. Balance is the body of love. Symmetry, its song. Chapter 8, The Return. When it came time to leave, the sea lay flat as if holding its breath. Mara said little. Partings need no language when hearts have already spoken. As the boat moved away, Eli watched the island shrink to a single point, a dot of green upon the horizon. Yet he felt no loss. The island had not vanished. It had entered him. Every wave, every silence, every lesson now lived behind his ribs. Field note. The way home and the way forward share the same tide. Chapter 9, The City. The city received him with its usual clamor. Horns, lights, urgency pretending to be purpose. But something in him remained untouched. He stood at crossings and listened, not for engines, but for pulse, the hidden rhythm that moved beneath it all. He saw it everywhere, in lovers leaning close, in children spinning around fountains, in strangers exchanging glances that became small miracles. Even here, the pattern endured, the world still gathering around unseen centers. He opened his notebook and drew a circle. Imperfect, but alive. Field note. Even amid noise, the heart remembers the geometry of peace. Chapter 10, The Heart. Time resumed its human pace. Yet Eli no longer counted it in hours or days. He measured it in clarity, in moments of stillness where kindness expanded like light across water. One night, his reflection merged with the stars beyond his window, and he felt the pulse of something vast and benevolent moving through him. He whispered into the quiet, "Thank you for letting me be part of your pattern." In that instant, the distance between himself and the divine dissolved. He was not a man standing before the universe. He was the universe recognizing itself. Field note, the divine heart beats in all things that remember how to listen. Epilogue, The Circle. He returned once more to the sea, not the same shore, but one that remembered the same story. Kneeling in the sand, he traced a circle with his finger. The tide came in and erased it, leaving behind a perfect curve of foam. He smiled. Nothing was lost. Everything had only changed hands. Above him, the moon rose full, forgiving, and familiar. The waves murmured in reply, completing the prayer. Everything good begins at the center, and everything good returns there. Final, field note. We are not outside the divine pattern. We are its living proof. To remember this is to come home.